Hello and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, This Is Us, Genesis in Context. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written and presented by Josta Tack. The scripture is Psalm 33.
Today's devotion is titled, He Spoke, and It Came to Be. And just like that, dinner was paused as a majestic sunset caught my eye through the haze of our whimsical kitchen curtains. Almost toppling over the bar stool I was sitting on, I excitedly jumped up and headed to the backyard to enjoy the show. I was captivated. My husband and boys joined me as we watched the day's backdrop convert from its typical blue hue to a breathtaking shade of pink. Clouds that looked like grayish-purple cotton balls contrasted against the vibrancy of the endless sky. The moon was perfectly fixed above, shining down on a version of me that felt so tiny next to my favorite maple tree. My bare feet were grounded on the Tennessee terrain, with my toes rooting into the dirt that stretches far beyond the walls of our fence. As I simply stared in awe at God's creation, I found myself rhetorically wondering, how? Yet simultaneously recalling Psalm 33:9, almost like a gentle whisper. For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. God didn't take a paintbrush and smear a stroke of alizarin crimson here and highlight a happy little tree there. God didn't take some strips of newspaper and a bowl of paste and construct a papier-mâché ball to hang in the sky. And God didn't come to the floor of the earth with a jackhammer and forge the ground in which we inhabit. No. Simply put, God spoke. Psalm 33 is a powerful reminder of the authority of God's word, for God purposefully spoke creation into existence. In verse 6, the psalmist writes, "By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, their starry host by the breath of his mouth." God's voice, God's command, it's through his word that the heavens were made. It's the breath of his mouth that brought forth the stars, and it's his same breath that breathed life into humankind. When I reflect on the endless possibilities of God's power, it brings me comfort like a giant hug. I find peace in knowing that the same powerful God that spoke creation into existence is the same constant God that is always with me. The same sovereign God whose words and works are inseparable as he faithfully does what he says he will do. There is power in his name and in his words. God's power is capable of anything. Our God said it, and it was so. And since he said it, I believe it. And since he said it, it is done. Let us pray together. Gracious God, we joyfully lift up our praise and thank you for being faithful in all you do. You created us in your image, and by your breath, you gave us all of creation to enjoy. Your creation is your masterpiece, and not one detail is overlooked. As we aim to fully surrender to the power and authority in your word, help us to remember that your word and your works are inseparable, and that once you've said it, it is done. You are our help and our shield. Our hearts rejoice in you, and we trust in your holy name. Thank you for your unfailing love that never ceases, and thank you for your creation. Our hope is in you, Lord of all. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, This Is Us, Genesis in Context. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.